This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When author Damian Thompson talks about addiction, he's speaking in part from experience. He's an alcoholic who got sober a number of years ago. But he argues in his new book, The Fix, it's called, that it's not just addicts who are like him. It could very well be all of us, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, your iPhone, cupcakes, or the really hard stuff. And that sliding scale can add up to big profits when we get hooked. Damian, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
I wonder how much of what you write in this book can be traced to the problem of prosperity. We just have too much.
Yeah, our bodies were not built for the fabulous, enticing, and artery-clogging choices that greet us everywhere we go. In the office where I'm sitting now, I can see people eating snacks that they wouldn't have bothered to go and fix for themselves 20 years ago because the stalls wouldn't have been there.
Have we then just become accustomed to having this stuff within arm's reach, do you think?
It's actually something to do with the chemistry of our brains. We have got used to the idea that we reward ourselves every time you eat a cupcake or every time you drink alcohol or try particular drugs or all sorts of online sensations. You get a dopamine squirt. You get some sort of reward from your brain chemistry. To put it crudely, it's easier than ever before to measure surges in demand or the stickiness, let's say, of a video game, its addictive qualities, and then to make money out of which tricks work.
Is addiction universally bad?
Yeah, it is, because I think the definition of addiction is my definition of addiction anyway, is the point at which a particular habit starts to cause you harm.
Well, but so I'm thinking here of that study of I guess it was Stanford University students you cited who say, some percentage of them say they're addicted to their iPhones. First of all, isn't that a little silly? And second of all, nobody ever died from being too involved with their iPhone.
I agree. What I am saying, however, is that technology does have the potential to draw us into darker addictions, that a small proportion of those people who are addicted to spending time online will become addicted to apparently innocent activities such as computer games, such as World of Warcraft or whatever, that take up so much of their time that they just don't have a life.
Mm. There is, of course, an industry devoted to helping people get over their addictions. How big is it? What do we know about it?
At the top end of the market, celebrities regularly check themselves into places which charge them $100,000 a month. The addiction treatment industry has revenues of $34 billion this year. That's an increase of 50% since 2005.
What's your fix right now?
My fix right now is Dexter.
Really? The show?
To be honest. Yeah, I watch it every night until the point where I get into bed, and because of the iPad, I watch it until I'm too tired for work the next morning.
Damian Thompson is a columnist at the Daily Telegraph over in the UK. His most recent book is called The Fix. Damian, thanks a lot.
Pleasure.